Every day, millions of people around the world open a cream that could be slowly, silently poisoning them. I've been hearing about the dangers of unregulated skin lightening products and their links to cancer and irreversible skin damage for a really long time. So I was really surprised to hear that the skin lightening industry is one of the fastest growing beauty sectors globally.
Tonight, we're pulling back the veil on this rapid rise of
skin lightening creams,
projected to be worth more than $24 billion by 2027.
The lure of skin lightening runs deep, going back millennia in some countries, from ancient classism and colonial beauty standards to modern-day fashion and entertainment industries and celebrity culture. But at the heart of this is a multi-billion dollar industry profiting from the message that having lighter skin means a better life. Helps make my skin so white. The reach of the skin lightening industry is huge. Its products are used by people all over the world. And in some countries, it's actually hard to find beauty products that do not claim to have lightening or whitening properties. These products come in all sorts of forms, from creams, moisturizers, scrubs, face wash, and baby oil, to pills, injections, and even intravenous drips. And many of these products are created by big companies, such as Unilever, Procter & Gamble, and L'Oreal, which means they have massive marketing budgets, which allows them to use celebrity and influencer endorsements. And all of these ads are selling the same idea, that lighter skin is more desirable, indicating higher socioeconomic status and attraction, a message that is echoed across public and cultural life. And this hints at some of the complex motivations behind using skin lightening products, which we'll come back to. But to understand why the growth of this market is such a big problem, we need to talk about the ingredients in the cheaper unregulated products and what they're doing to the skin. The way many of these products work is to slow the production of melanin or even remove it from the skin, which also removes its layer of protection against the sun. But it comes at a cost, because while the big brands are unlikely to sell products that don't meet regulation, there's a whole vast array of unregulated products that still find their way into markets, predominantly in the global south. And some of the ingredients in these products can lead to serious, potentially life-changing physical health risks. Mercury, which is sometimes used as a bleaching agent, has been linked to kidney and liver damage, psychosis, and congenital disorders during pregnancy. A 2017 UN convention banning the sale of products containing all but trace levels of mercury has been signed by 128 countries. Yet despite these restrictions, in many of these countries, it's still incredibly easy to get hold of a product which contains high levels of mercury. In its 2025 report, the Zero Mercury Working Group found that skin lightening products containing high levels of mercury are being sold on Amazon outside of the US without listing the hazards or any other consumer precautions. Another common ingredient is hydroquinone, which has been banned for over-the-counter sales in the UK, EU, Japan, and South Africa, as well as many other countries in Africa. Hydroquinone is particularly dangerous for individuals living in hot countries, who are often exposed to the sun. It has been linked to severe skin and organ damage, as well as cancers, and becomes even more toxic when combined with steroids, which is the case in some products. And on top of all these health risks, when users actually stop using skin lightening products, the withdrawal of this treatment can initially make their skin appear darker than its original tone, which can trap users in a vicious cycle of dependency. But their use continues today, due to weak regulation, and the impact is stark. Medical journals are reporting rising cases of cancers among women of color using skin lightening products. So how did we get here? How is the beauty industry still convincing us to lighten our skin? To understand this, we need to go back, way back. Skin lightening is a practice that has been around for thousands of years, as body art, as religious rites, and cultural practices. But the motivations around skin lightening in the modern era isn't just about skin color. It's also about class, power, and social standing. Historically, having darker skin often reflected the fact that you were working outside in hot and harsh environments. And so lighter skin implied wealth and nobility because those individuals were able to remain indoors, which is connected in some cultures to a long history of lighter skin being associated with feminine beauty. During European colonialism, the power structures and discrimination around colorism and classism were systematic. European colonizers promoted an ideology where whiteness symbolized goodness and superiority, while blackness was associated with evil and inferiority. This white supremacist ideology was backed up by Christian religious imagery and was used to justify slavery and systems of exploitation which elevated whiteness in terms of wealth, power, and privilege. In this context, lighter-skinned enslaved people were often afforded certain privileges, such as working in the slave owner's house. This ideology was reinforced through commodity racism, where everyday products, especially soap, were marketed to link whiteness with civilization, beauty, and modernity. One 1884 Pears advert showed a black child being washed and in the process becoming civilized. Another in 1899 had a caption that said that Pear soap is the potent factor in brightening the dark corners of the earth as civilization advances. By linking racist imagery with everyday products, white supremacist motifs were made more accessible, persuasive, and embedded into homes all around the world. The immense money spent on advertising in London alone by 1900 facilitated the spread of consumer culture and colonial ideology. Globalization, especially mass media, continues to sustain this colonial beauty ideal by making it aspirational and connecting it to success and status worldwide. In South Asia, the colonial legacy, the caste system, and religion have all contributed to the prevalence of colorism today. Here and in many other countries in Asia, skin lightness affects women's marital prospects, their job prospects, and their social status. Similarly, in the US, research finds that lighter-skinned women often face shorter prison sentences and are seen as more intelligent in job interviews. So it's no wonder that people of color invest in skin lightening creams for a better situation for themselves. And this has been compounded by Western consumer capitalism, which has exploited and proliferated colonial ideals and beauty standards through the fashion and entertainment industries for decades.